Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. How many platforms should you focus on when you are marketing as a mortgage broker? This is today's question, which has come from James, and it says, should I focus on two platforms to keep track, or more than two, e.g. Facebook and Instagram? So that's the two that he's focusing on, or should you do multiple ones? This is a great question, and one that comes up quite a lot in the which one should you do. Now, honestly, you want to be on as many platforms as you possibly can in order to get the maximum amount of exposure. So the more platforms you're on, the better, of course. Now, that being said, you have to also be able to manage those platforms and be able to actually create content on them that still adds value, that isn't just a kind of set and forget type thing. So when I work with people, we build up from this, but when we first start out, what we do is look at probably one or two platforms, get very good on those. Instagram and Facebook, to me, are the main two to start on, because they are linked. A lot of the stuff literally cross posts across each other. So those two platforms are going to be your bread and butter, and you're going to be able to learn how to make content on those. Now, until you are very good at and very, say, efficient, let's say a word efficient, you have to be good in regards to production. You just have to be efficient at creating content online. So you've got to be efficient at recording your videos, doing them in one take where possible. You want to be able to efficient at being able to edit them in light touch editing, going through. A video on social media should only take you, really, once you're good at it, should only take you about 10 minutes to make. Even this episode that I'm doing here only takes me about 20 minutes to make from recording up to uploading. And you can see me actually on my Instagram stories. I do a captions, time lapse on me making them every morning. They're pretty fast. In fact, they're very fast. So you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. And once you get good at that, then you can increase your platform density and the amount of ones you're on. So the volume of platforms you use. Then I would do that. But if it was me at the beginning, I would focus on one to two and then get very good at those and then move forward. Now, which one to focus on? As I said, I probably would start with Facebook first and Instagram. Facebook is going to be your bread and butter for leads when you first start as a broker, because you're going to have a lot of people who are there. Plus, the way that the Facebook Reels works is they're pushed to lots of people, a lot more people than pretty much any other platform. So Facebook is great. Instagram is going to be your business card. So that's where people are going to check you out all the time. Instagram is going to be a very slow burner, but you want to be building it over time. And when I say slow burner, years, probably 3-4 years to get Instagram to go really well. But it'll do well within a year, but it's to get it really good. And I'm 5 years into doing this as a coach, and Instagram now is my biggest lead driver by far, actually, significantly. And it is for a lot of my clients as well, who've been with me for, say, 4 years plus. Instagram is their main driver. Instagram and Facebook are the two. From there, you can deviate into different platforms. Certain platforms, for example, depends on the type of client you have and the type of goal you have. Many people will niche off into TikTok, where you're going to get a lot larger reach, but you're definitely going to be more B2C. You have some people will move into YouTube, which is more search-based and more broader audience. We're having some wonderful and great results, actually, on YouTube, some really great results, which I will be sharing more about in the coming months once we've done a little bit more data checking on that. But we're having some wicked results on YouTube for clients at the moment. And then other people might look at LinkedIn. LinkedIn is wonderful if you're trying to sign introducers, if you're trying to network within your industry, but you're really trying to get that, or you're trying to get that professional client. So that lawyer, that, you know, upper management, compliance, all those type of things. So if you're trying to get those kind of project managers and stuff, LinkedIn is great, and as it is also great for introducers and landing business that way. So focus on the two you want, and then from there add them in. That's probably the easiest thing I would say for that, and that's a really easy one to answer. So that is today's episode. If you enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe, and if you've got a question you'd answered on the show, then drop me a message and I'll be happy to answer it, put it in the rotation, and go from there. Anyway, thanks a lot, see you later, bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.